Students at Illinois Valley Central High School in Chillicothe are participating in the school's Spanish 200 course.
CTNA, eat the cheese. If you're given eat the cheese, then what are you going to say?
Come el queso.
Come el queso, okay?
This sounds like your typical high school Spanish class, but Rachel Perry is the standing substitute teacher. She has a minor degree in Spanish and has been teaching the class since the beginning of the school year. When the previous Spanish teacher resigned over the summer, the district posted the job opening.
Unfortunately, we didn't get a single certified Spanish teacher to apply.
That's IVC School's Superintendent Chad Allison. He says time's running out to find a permanent, qualified Spanish teacher.
If that doesn't happen, we can't find someone who's certified, we will be at the sub route again, to which we'll be looking at a different sub because this person can't do more than 90 days. And so then we're almost a double whammy where we have to find another sub who now has less experience than the person we have in there right now.
Allison says the district settled on a sub after ruling out other possibilities, like whether to eliminate the Spanish class altogether. He says that they also considered paying to use an online virtual school to teach the language. And other school districts are using programs like Rosetta Stone to fill some foreign language teacher gaps. But that raises questions about the number of qualified teachers available. Superintendent Chad Allison.
So we look at the universities. Well, in the universities, from what we're hearing across the state, at the very basic level, they are not getting the same size of candidate pools as they have in the past.
Public and private schools across the country report data on specific teacher prep programs through the Higher Education Act. In 2011, Illinois teacher prep programs saw a slight drop in student enrollment, about 0.25%. In 2012, the overall drop was 4%, and the latest statewide report shows an enrollment decline of nearly 20% year to year, and at least one state university had a 75% drop in enrollment last year. Beth Derry is superintendent for the Peoria County Regional Office of Education. She says there's a competition between area districts for higher-level math, science, and foreign language teachers.
I know several schools are going after that novice teacher, that teacher that is in the college that wants to student teach in this area. They're even going after them so that they know that, hey, why don't you stick around when you're done with your college degree? We would love to have you.
That's something the Chillicothe School District is looking to do next semester. Both Derry and Superintendent Allison say one reason for the lack of teachers is that state testing standards are too high. 5 years ago, the state raised the minimum score required to pass the test for academic proficiency. College students in teacher prep programs are required to pass that exam before they're certified to teach. Illinois State Superintendent Chris Cook says that the scores needed to go up because the exam wasn't rigorous enough and nearly everyone was passing it. But Cook says that the state uses more techniques beyond just testing to boost the confidence and proficiency of teachers in training.
We're moving now to a performance assessment where teachers are actually going to be videotaped delivering lessons. Those are evaluated so that we know that when you go into the classroom, you're ready to do the job.
Cook says the state also needs to do more to help newly certified teachers. To that end, he says that the state board is boosting peer observation in the classroom to help improve the way new teachers teach and students learn. Some education officials also say the field may be less appealing because of the culture of standardized testing for teachers in training and their students in the classroom. Dean Cantu chairs the teacher education department at Bradley University. He says the teaching profession is still viewed in high regard, but Cantu says that new statewide evaluations for students and changing guidelines for teachers can create the perception of a more complex environment in the classroom.
We're changing and it's evolving, and so perhaps as a result, individuals will look at those different variables and perhaps characterize teaching the profession in a different light based on perhaps the response or the rollout of those new assessments.
Cantu also says the lack of qualified teachers in the state matches a nationwide trend. More teachers are retiring at the same time more students are enrolling. I'm Alex Rusciano.